Well, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank and praise God for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, the Lord has done marvelous things. He has continued to bless us. He's continued to heal us. He's continued to deliver us. He's continued to set us free. The Lord's faithfulness has continued to shine upon us. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter what has happened in life. It doesn't matter what was presented to you. I need you to cool, calm, be cool, calm, and collective today. I need you to relax. I need you to recognize that God is still in control. Nothing in this world can ever defeat you unless you are little enough to let it. At some point in our lives, we have to acknowledge the fact that God has all the power. God has all the power, God has all the wisdom, God has all the knowledge, and God has all the ability. I know things happen, and when they happen, it shocks us because we're human. God does not get angry with us because we get shocked, we cry, we get a little upset. It's when we linger in it that causes the Lord to be disturbed. Did not the Lord bless you before? Did not He make a way for you before? Did not He open up doors before you before? If He's done these things for you before, what makes you think He can't do it for you again? The Lord knows you. He knows where you are. He knows your address. He knows your situation. As a matter of fact, your situation could not have happened to you unless it went through Him first. He permitted it to happen so that you may draw closer to Him, not become distant from Him. It's so important as we move forward in our lives that we recognize the hand and the power of God and its movement. God, sometimes when He's taking us from a high place in our lives, we have to go back through a valley in order to get to the next high. This thing happened when I was away, and I began to look at it in a different way. Many of us want to stay on the mountaintop experiences of our lives. We want to stay up high and lifted and giving God glory for all that He's done. And we don't want anything low in our lives. But in order to go to your next mountain, you have to first go in the valley. It's the valley that helps you climb to the next mountain. There's no jet that will fly you from one mountain to the other. It's the experiences of life. It's the character that God is developing in us in order to make us perfected and perfect and mature in receiving the next blessing that He has for our lives. Our lives is on an assignment, and we have to allow God to be God. I know it hurts. I know you've gone through this, and I know the disappointment of that. I understand. We all are human. But God is saying you have to trust that He knows what He's doing at all times. He's not just an occasional God. He's a God who has all power, and He knows everything. We say He's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, but yet we don't believe it. We walk as if God is not even real oftentimes. But to my brother who's listening to me this morning, to my sister who's coming to the call disappointed, hurt, and maybe a little bit of shame in your life, listen to me. God has you in this moment with a lesson. The lesson is not to harm you. The lesson is to develop you. The lesson is to show you that there is not a friend like Him. The lesson is to show you that there is nobody greater than Him. The lesson is to show you that He's a doctor who can do anything but fail. It's interesting, when we were coming home from the airport on yesterday, one of my good friends and deacons, he was driving, and he shared with me that his counts, they thought that he may have had prostate cancer because all of his numbers were very much off, and the doctor had sent for him to go and get more tests so we can get a truer reading of what's going on. And he knew that it was not in his family, but the readings had shared that prostate cancer was there. They just wanted to verify, I guess, what stage or whatever else was happening. And as the doctor had him to get all this blood work done and had all these tests done, then the report came back that all the numbers and the counts are fine. They're normal. There's no issue there. I said to myself as I was driving back, I didn't open my mouth. I just said, Lord, I thank You. One, because I love the brother, but I thank You, Lord, because He gives us those low moments just so that we can check ourselves. It doesn't mean that the doctor was wrong. It doesn't mean that the reports were wrong. But what are you going to do when you get the report? What are you going to do when you get the diagnosis? Are you going to stop trusting God, or are you going to move forward in giving God glory, giving God honor, and giving God praise? You see, we often say, and I said this to you all on Sunday, and I want to say it to you again. We often sing that song, "Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied." Do you know what you're saying when you say that? When you say, "Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied," you're not saying, "Any way you bring me on the mountaintop, as long as it's happiness and joy and peace, I'll be satisfied." But what you're really saying is, "Lord, any way you need to take me in order for me to get to where I can be in the favor of you, I'll be satisfied. So if I got to go through the valley, I'll be satisfied. If I have to go through hurt, I'll be satisfied." Because this is what the end is. The end is amen and yes. Saints, if you're listening to me today, I want you to rise and I want you to give God glory. I want you to stop allowing Satan to get the best of your personality, the best of your mentality, the best of you. Stop allowing him to take control of that. Train yourself to trust God. Train yourself to depend on God. Train yourself to say to yourself in times of hurt and shame and grief that, "Lord, you got me in this moment, and whatever the lessons of this moment are, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise." Today is a good day. Listen, this is the eighth day in the month of July, and God has something special for you. Don't waste it trying to figure it out. Don't waste it trying to stay on a mountaintop experience. Let God arise. Let God be your God. Let God strengthen you. Let God protect you. Let God keep you. Let God hold you. Let God be your peace. Let God be your healer. Let God be your deliverer. You know what I'm really saying to you? Let God be God in your life. Let him be God. Let him control. Listen, the songwriter said, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness." It says, "I dare not trust a sweeter claim, but wholly lean on his everlasting name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the grounds are sinking sand." For those of you who hear me today, I want you to rise in victory. I want you to rise in strength. I want you to rise in peace. This world has nothing friendly to offer you, but the peace of God is what I pray over your life. The peace of God is what I ask God to give you while you're going through the storm. Ride through it, my sister. Ride through it, my brother, and lift your head and recognize who God is and what God is able to do. As a matter of fact, he's already brought you out. You just got to come out. Did you hear what I just said? He's already brought you out. Your assignment is to come out. And you can't come out thinking the negative. You can't come out thinking you already defeated. You got to come out knowing I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. You have to come out knowing that if everything has deserted me, the Lord is still with me. You have to come out knowing he didn't bring you this far to leave you now. So this morning, I come to the brother, I come to the sister who's just a little bit wearied, who's just sad, who just feel low. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, and you everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. He's done it for you before. He'll do it for you again. You got to pull yourself out of that. There's some things you got to do. Stop depending on God to do everything for you. He's giving you the know-how. He's giving you the will and the power to do some things for yourself. Pull yourself up. Put some water on your face and say to yourself, "The Lord did not bring me to this point to leave me now." Say to yourself, "The Lord is not nigh from me. He's right here with me. He's my present help in this trouble. He's my hope. He's my glory in this moment." So on this day, I ask that you would rise and give him glory. On this day, I ask that you would rise and give him praise because he loves you. He loves you so much that he won't let the devil win over you. He won't let the devil have power over you. You have to let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. That's your word, my brother. You got on the call so you can hear that. That's your word, my sister. You got on the call so you could hear that. You can hear that God is still God and he got all power. You got to trust him now. You got to lean on him now. You have to lean in on him now so that he can be God and rise in your life. The text of this morning is in the book of Psalm. It's the book of Psalm, chapter 18 and verse 30. That's Psalm 18:30. Psalm 18:30 is the text of today. Listen to these words, David, as he's sharing. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. This text, before I can even give you what I want to share with you this morning, this text is special. Because when you have doubt, God sends a person something to give you the reassurance that everything is going to be all right. David in this text is now testifying to the saints who may have some uncertainty. Listen to his words again in Psalms 18 and the 30th verse. Listen to it. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. My brother, my sister, here's your word today. You're protected. You are protected. Stop the shenanigans. Stop the worrying. I'm going to give it to you straight. Stop it. Paul could not have accomplished the things that he accomplished. John could not have accomplished the things that he accomplished. Your foreparents could not have accomplished the things that they have accomplished had they not been assured that they were protected. When you hear David say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley," as a matter of fact, that's the text of Sunday that I'm going to give to you all for who God is. But when you hear David say, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," and he says, "I will fear no evil," what he's saying to us is, I'm walking in danger, but I'm protected. When the doctor gives you the report, you have to learn how to say, I'm protected. Not that I don't have it, but I'm protected. Paul testified like that this way. He says, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. In other words, if I keep living, even with what the doctor said, I'm going to give God glory. And if I die under the diagnosis of what the doctor said, I'm going to be in his presence. I know we don't want to hear that because we want to live forever. But listen, our lives are temporary. Our lives are temporary, just like the situations that we go through. It's temporary. And I need you to believe and trust that God knows what he's doing. Paul said it best, to live is Christ. That's all the Lord is after. He's after you trusting him. He's after you letting your life be a reflection of his will for your life. There are places you will go that you never thought you would go. There are things you will see that you thought you would never see. But God promised, I'll take care of you. Why? Because you are protected. You are protected from the evil one. You are protected from the hurt, the harm, the shame. But you got to learn how to pull yourself out of the slumps that life puts you in. You have to learn how to pull yourself out of the grief, the hurt, and the pain that life pulls you into. Pull yourself out and know that you are protected, because there is no place and nowhere you can ever go and not be protected by the Almighty God. His hand is in front of you. His hand is behind you. His hand is on the sides of you. As a matter of fact, he's got you in his hand. And he says in his word, whatever I have in my hand, no man can pluck it out. No man can harm it. It can scare you, but it cannot harm you. Your place is to trust the hands of God. He allowed where you are to be at that moment. You're questioning, you're second guessing who God is. You're thinking about the things that you may have done wrong to put you in the place that you're in today. God is not malicious. He's not going to allow him to hold a grudge card. He doesn't allow himself to have a grudge card. His name is not Donald Trump. I'm going to get you back when I get back in power. God has all power. If God was so mad and angry with you, you would not be living today. But because his grace and his mercy was following you, because his grace and his mercy have protected you, that means that's your certification. That he may not have liked what you did, but he's giving you another chance to correct what was wrong. And he's not holding a scorecard saying you deserve whatever place you're in right now. No, that place you're in, is a place of development. It's a place of restoration. It's a place where you can get to the next level in Him. This morning, the word of God to you is simple. You are protected. God is the author and finisher of our life. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He wants our lives to report to Him. And all of life reports to Him. If He says cancer be dismissed, cancer will be dismissed. If He say problem eradicate, the problem will be gone. You are protected from the hurt, the harm, and the danger. I don't know who told you that it's your fault that you go through what you go through. I don't know who told you that God is paying you back. I know there's a scripture in the Bible that says, what a man sow, he's going to reap. God was declaring that through the prophet to tell the people, be encouraged. God is the one who gets the last say. He wasn't saying it so that you can pay for every sin that you have committed. Because if we were to pay for every sin that we've committed, none of us would be alive today. He's given us grace and He's given us mercy. Don't allow bad teaching to get you in a guilt trip. Don't allow bad teaching to place you in a moment of hurt, harm, and humiliation. God is saying, I know you and I know your name. I know your situation and I know what's going on in your life. You're going to have to trust me in this one, and don't allow the bad teaching to cause you to get yourself in a quandary and you're still trying to figure out what's going on and what is God doing to me. Let me tell you what He's doing to you. He's maturing you. He's perfecting you. He's giving you the ability to see Him in another light. Don't you allow the thing that you're going through to get the best of you. You are protected. You are protected from sickness. You are protected from disease. And you are protected from discouragement. You are protected you're protected during those moments when you feel most secure, and you are protected in those moments when you feel very unsafe. God protects you. God keeps you. We got lost when we were on a cruise that we had rented a car. And I had Reverend Wilson and my daughter and Rosa and Tammy in a car with me. And the navigation system had kind of blanked out. And we were just driving. And we got lost. I played the role of confidence. I didn't even open my mouth to them. I said, Lord, where are we? The navigation system is not giving me a good read. But I didn't open my mouth. I said, Lord, I trust you. And we kept driving. They kept talking, and everything was fine. But as the leader, the one who was driving, the one who was the shepherd of that moment, I felt, Lord, we're in a strange land. I don't know this place. I don't speak this language. Help me to make sure, because a lot of those streets were back streets, and we were in mountains. Cars were coming and turning and driving. And before you know it, the Lord had brought the navigation system back. And we started driving. And we were always driving the right way, in the right direction. Can I say this to you, my brother? Can I say this to you, my sister? You are protected. Even when you don't know and can't see your way, keep moving. Keep talking to God. Keep trusting. Everything is going to be all right. All of us have moments in our lives when we feel uncertain. All of us have moments in our lives when we feel like I'm about to lose it. Don't lose it. You're going to need it. Don't lose your mind. You're going to need your mind. Where God is about to take you, it's going to blow your mind. Had you stopped, and if you stop, you'll never get to the place of destiny. You cannot panic because there are other people who are dependent upon your anointing. Had I start freaking out, had I start worrying and verbalizing, oh my Lord, I don't know where we are, I don't know what's going on that high mountains, we can see down low. If I would have started doing that, I would have upset everything and everybody in the car. But God says, if you can trust me, those who are connected to your anointing, I can land them safely too. For those of you worried about relatives and family members, He says, if you can trust me, and know that you're protected, I'll protect everything that's around you. I'll secure you. I'll hold you. I'll keep you. Listen to me, my brother. God has you, and he has you on a special assignment. And nothing that happens to you can affect the accomplishment of that assignment. You will not die. You will live. You will not be disappointed. You will have victory. You will not be low. You'll be lifted up, because the hand of God will keep you, will protect you, will hold you, and will land you safe in a place of destiny. Before you were born, God knew the doctor would say what he said. Before you were born, God knew the lawyer would say what it said. Before you were born, the moment that you're in was already established. But what you fail to realize is when that moment was established, he had an end result. Don't allow a comma in any of the sentences of life that you are living through be your final period. Allow the comma to do its work. It's to pause the sentence for a breath, for a breather. That's the purpose of a comma. It's to put a breather in there so you won't have a run on. He wants to give you a moment to think, reflect, and to see who he is and what he has, what he's able of doing. This morning, the word of God to you is, you are protected. You are protected. And then the question would be simple. How are you protected? Here's number one. You're protected by his promise. Did you hear what David said in the psalm here? He opens up and says, the Lord's word is flawless. His word is his promise. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. Do you hear me this morning? God is not a man that he should lie, that he could lie. It's not his nature. It's not his being. He's the way, the truth, and the life. You're going to have to take him at his word. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're going to have to take him at his word, my sister. Stop calling all the prayer lines and not trusting God. Stop calling all the preachers and not trusting God. His word is a lamp to your feet. It's a light unto your pathway. You're going to have to take his word. Some things you can live by faith. But today, the Lord is saying, I want you to live off my promise. I want you to live off of my word. And listen to the other reason why I believe and I know and I trust that you are protected. Not only by his promise, but you're protected by his power. The text says he shields. In order for a shield to be effective, it has to be able to protect against. A shield is there to say, hey, it ain't going to happen, because the shield will stop it from getting to me. I want you to understand something. God knows where you are, and his power supersedes any power that can come your way. His power supersedes anything that can come your way. You are protected by his promise, that's his word. You are protected by his power, that's his might and his ability. But here's the last one. You are protected by his presence. Can I take a breather right there? I want you to hear me this morning. I've been in about 5 different countries over the last 3 weeks. And I want you to understand something. The presence of the Lord is more powerful than even his power. The presence of the Lord is even more powerful than his promise. Pastor, how could you say that? Because his presence is his power. His presence is his promise. His presence is, if I have the presence of the Lord, I don't need anything else. Because no ship can sink if the presence of the Lord is there. No problem can take me out if the presence of the Lord is there. This morning, we got back yesterday, and I tried to reorganize my life so that I won't be so jet-lagged. And I've been doing so many things to try to make sure that I'm ready for the day, even preparing for you. And the Lord said, if you don't give them nothing else today, leave them with this one thing. My presence is with you. My sister, my brother, the Lord's presence is with you. Rise, shine, and give him glory. His presence is with you. Rise, shine, and give him glory. If you have lost your money, if you've lost your position, if you lost your prestige, thank God for his presence. Because with his presence, he can give you double for what you've lost. Lost is only a loss of temporary, but his presence is permanent in our lives. And with his presence, you can have everything. If I didn't give you nothing this morning, I want to give you one real reality. And the reality is this: the presence of the Lord is with you. Now you can go forward. You can have peace. With his presence, you have his power. With his presence, you have his promise. Walk in it, my sister. Walk in it, my brother. Stand tall. Stand affirmed. Stand assured that everything is going to be all right. Yes to his will, and yes to his way is what the Lord is looking for from you. Lord, whichever way you choose to bless me, it may hurt, it may sting me, but if you're with me, you're more than the whole world against me. Do you hear me talking to you this morning? The Lord's presence with you is more than everything that's coming at you. Greater is the presence that's with you. When Eli's servant was going crazy because all the camp was surrounded with all the thousands and thousands of army men, he says, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. See what? I see the army surrounding the city. I see the army getting ready to siege us. Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see. And that's my prayer for you today, that you will open your eyes, that you may see the presence of the Lord. Because with the Lord with us, he's more than everything that's against us. And with the Lord's with us, that means his promise and his power is with us. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's a word for you this morning. Rise in it, be strengthened in it, and let God be God with your life. Hear the word of the Lord. You are protected this morning. You are protected. Tell the enemy, I'm protected. Don't be one of those religious fanatics and want to grab a cross. Open your mouth. The Bible says the power of life and death is in your tongue. Open your mouth and say, I'm protected. I'm protected. Every time something comes at you, I'm protected. I'm protected. It may come at you, but it will not hit you because you are protected. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your hand of protection. We thank you, God, for all that you have done, is doing, and will do in our lives. You are great and a gracious God. You have all power, and you can do all things. You've made us promises, God, and you have delivered on them. You've given us your power. You've shown us your power, and we thank you. But most of all, God, we thank you for your presence, because with your presence, nothing can defeat us. With your presence, nothing can overcome us. Thank you for your presence. We pray, God, your presence stay with us and that your presence keep us and that your presence provide for us. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. This morning, God, we lift up Sister Claudia Jones, and we pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen her and her husband. Continue to give her the path towards healing. God, total healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Brother Keenan Hunt today. I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen him. Continue to hold him close to you. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones today. God, we thank you for her, and we thank you for the miracles that you've already bestowed. Continue to strengthen her faith. We pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. God, thank you for all that you are doing. Thank you for the life that they're living. Thank you, God, for the miracles that you have bestowed. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Continue to bless Brother Ben Mobley, God, in all the hands that touch and help him. Yes, God, to you, and yes to your way. Now, God, for those who have brought prayer lists to this call, Father, I don't know the situations. I don't know the circumstances. I don't even know the people. But, God, you do, and that's all that matters. And as long as you know, God, everything is going to be all right. So, Father, I extend to them. I extend them to you. And, Father, work it out. Father, fix it. Father, turn it. We stand with them today, believing and trusting that you can do anything but fail. So yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Father, you've given a word this morning, and the word of God is that you're protected. I don't know who exactly this word was for, but whoever it's for, let it land safely in their spirit. Let it land safely in their spirit. Let them walk away saying, I'm protected. Satan, get thee behind me. We thank you, God, for what you've done in the word of God today. Bless their day. Strengthen their day. Make a way for them in this day. And we give you glory. And God, we give you honor. Now, God, I pray for every person that can hear my voice. Strengthen them in this day. Let it be a good day. Let it be a strong day. Let it be a prosperous day. You made it, and you know all about it. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done. Now, God, I put your people in your hand, and I say, have your way in their lives. Strengthen them, God. Protect them. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we'll be so careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Pastor. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good week.
Good morning.